Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Wishlist. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Gavin.
I'm Aiden.
And I'm Corey.
Oh, there's 4 people now. Suck it. Yeah. We changed it. Yeah. So Corey's going to join us regularly from now on because, fuck it, we decided that. And welcome to episode 2 of Wishlist. Today we're going to do the same thing we're going to do every week from now on. We're going to find 6 items on the internet that have come out in the past week or two, and we're going to say, we're going to rank them, top 6, and say whether or not they're worth throwing money at, or if they're just stupid and dumb. So just to give a little bit more background to this podcast, because it didn't really happen last week, we're just big fucking nerds. That's really it.
It's true.
The only reason we decided to do this is because, like, so much shit comes out every... Stop looking offended. This is a podcast. You can't do side gags. Everything, like, shit comes out so quickly and so frequently in the technology market and the movies and games and everything. There's almost no way you can keep up with everything unless you're devoting all your time to it. So that's kind of what the podcast is about. It's... We find 6 things that it's like, hey, a bunch of stuff came out, but here are 6 things we think are worth looking at and not, like, wasting your time sifting through garbage like Gavin does every week.
Yeah, I wasted my time, so you don't have to.
See?
Yeah,
see? Yeah. We're helping you. This is a public service to you.
You're welcome.
Public service. We're doing PDAs now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
The more you know.
G.I. Joe!
You can't say that! It's copyrighted! Alright, yes, so I guess with that out of the way,
Let's get started.
The show. We're going to do this every week or two until we don't feel like doing it anymore. So, if you guys like to listen, listen. If not, fuck you. Go listen.
Fuck off!
Go listen to another podcast.
Keep making them until you love it, and then you'll just
Yeah, you know what? Fine. Yeah, you will love us.
We will
you
force
don't
it
know
down
it.
Your throat.
Alright, so Gavin, what is the first item?
So, the first item of the 6 I found, it's appropriate. You know, 6 items, the Samsung S6, it's perfect.
Okay, so this is the new Samsung phone?
Yeah, it's the new Samsung phone. We sell phones sometimes, and we're nerds, so we phones.
That's the other thing. We work in an electronics store, so
we
know most of the shit. Corey, don't ruin it! Corey, don't ruin it!
I'm a nerd, trust me.
Yeah, the 3 of us work in an electronics store, so we see a lot of this shit come and go. So we know our stuff, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
And
although
I
may not work in electronics department, I do love my electronics.
He does. he knows his shiny electric things.
Especially
if it's shiny.
Cool.
It
it's not even electric!
It is?
No, it's not!
I have the word light, I imagine they light up.
All right, so Samsung Galaxy S6 and the S6 Edge.
Yeah.
Now, it's the S6 looks pretty similar to the S5, kind of, but a little flatter and a little longer, kind of like what they did with the iPhone.
Oh, does it have
and
a
then
pizza?
There's the S6 Edge. And the S6 Edge, I still don't fucking understand. What is the purpose of the Edge? For those of you who don't know, the S6 Edge... The edge of the screen actually goes off to the side of the phone on one side. So you can, like, roll your finger over the right side of the phone and still be on the screen.
Honestly, with this one, it's actually, I think it's both
sides. It is both sides.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I can just fall off either side of the screen.
So I think what they're trying to get at here is that it'll just, I don't know, maybe it's for more smooth entry into the pocket.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I feel like it's for more accidentally hitting the touchscreen with your, like, the inner part of your thumb. Because I don't know about you, but I hold my phone in the palm of my hand and use my thumb to touch the screen. So if the edge is now responding to, like, the inner part of my hand and freaking out and I can't use my touchscreen.
I honestly don't have an opinion.
I'm an advocate
about this
of
phone.
Buttons.
Because
I miss buttons.
I fucking hate this phone, so...
I do too. I put it on the wish list arbitrarily.
Okay.
It's a phone. We sell phones.
Okay.
That's why it's on here.
So
honestly, it is the stupidest mistake Samsung could ever make.
The only good part about this phone is it's kind of a throwback to, like, their second or third gen, where it actually had the curved glass going from top to bottom. So
Corey,
had the curvature of
they
face.
Took off a removable back.
Yeah.
The
battery's built
oh,
in.
I'm not,
no
I'm not
expandable memory.
Phone. I'm not trying
they
to
They switched the
it.
Charger back to 2.0.
I'm just
so
I'm
they
just
backpedaled
saying.
On a lot of shit so yeah. they could make a fancy screen.
This is like a freaking it's an Android iPhone.
It doesn't even have waterproofing anymore.
Ah, why would
and
they
no
make that
expandable
out?
Memory.
Also,
what the fuck?
So here's the important thing: how much is the S6?
It's actually more expensive than the iPhone 6.
Shut up.
No,
the iPhone 6 is like $750.
No. I was looking at work. We have the. It was the price comparison. It was
on a 2 year maybe, but the phone itself is going for $699.
Yeah, it's
so
it's a little bit more expensive.
$700 phone.
$800 for the 32 and $900 for the 64.
See, can you actually bring up another tab?
Wow.
And do price comparisons of this and
so,
the iPhone 6?
So $700 is for the 16, $800 for the 32, and $900 for the 64.
Something along those
and
lines, yeah.
There, I think there's a 128 as well.
Yeah, there is a 128. I remember seeing something about that. That's probably like over $1,000.
It's $1,050, I think.
Basically, they're making a fatal error by trying to follow iPhone.
A fatal error?
But yeah.
It's not gonna crush Galaxy.
I hope so. I hope that this loses so much money that they smarten the hell up.
Watch. You're gonna see dumbass Apple people. Sorry, no offense.
Oh my god, are they gonna put like the rollover screen on the next iPhone?
Wait, this thing does beat the S5 in one thing.
Okay, what is it better than
it's got 3 more megapixels on the camera.
Ooh, on the front
yeah,
camera.
On the back.
I
mean,
if, you like,
yeah,
if
but,
you like pictures, this is okay.
I mean, like,
you
know,
just
no,
go for the Note 4 then. Like,
no, here's the thing. If you want to take pictures, get a fucking Sony phone, because all of those
21.
Have like 21. Every single Sony phone has a 21 megapixel camera.
I'd like to point out that there was heavy sarcasm. Maybe not as heard, but it was there.
You're being sarcastic.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
There's no 16.
32,
no
64, and
128. 32, 64, 128.
Yeah. But fuck. Could you imagine getting the 16 and just going, oh god, this is not.
There is no
memory. 16.
There's no 16 on it. It just starts at 32.
Oh, 32.
Don't worry.
And the Edge doesn't even have a 32.
No, the Edge starts at 64 and goes to 128, and the Edge is going to cost $100 more flat.
Alright.
Dude, the Note Edge is freaking $899. It's the most expensive phone I've ever seen.
Actually, if you're comparing this to the iPhone, it's worth the extra $100 if you're going
to
go between the iPhone 6
I mean,
and this.
To be fair, it does allow
now,
you to do
okay,
a lot
so
more stuff.
If we're comparing it to the iPhone 6, this is the most important question. Can I wear it as a watch? Will this bend?
Can we? Neutral.
It's almost like, will it bend? But will it?
Look, they gave it a head start. They put an edge around it, so it's already bending a little.
Ah, it's gonna bend the other way.
No, it's gonna bend.
It's gonna be a bracer.
Like, top to bottom.
iPhones are watches. Galaxies are bracers.
Perfect. So we all agree that they're making a stupid mistake by switching like everything that they added that was making them good.
Oh,
it's
my
not
God.
My favorite feature.
Why is this on wish list? This should be on shit list. Oh,
oh shit. Because it was on my wish list, then they actually told me what was on it.
I wanted it until they told me what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, why so Galaxy S6 and the Galaxy S6 Edge kind of suck balls.
Yeah. Okay.
What's next?
The next one is called Hackaball. It's a programmable ball for active and play. Create a play. What it is it's a ball designed to teach young kids coding.
Okay. And how the fuck does it work? Because it looks like it's just a ball with a bunch of lights on it.
There's a computer inside there that detects motions like being dropped, bounced, kicked, shaken.
Or being perfectly still. Children hack the ball with an iPad app, which allows them to go in and change the behavior of the hack ball to do what they want.
Yeah. So it's got lights and it's got a bunch
of
options.
Preloaded with games to get kids started. Once they've mastered these initial games, kids can create a brand new ones using simple block building interface.
There you go. It's got sounds, vibrations, and lights.
Okay.
And the kids can program it to react in different ways.
Oh yeah, so like if is it being kicked? Is it being dropped?
Yeah.
It'll react and like glow and make noise or something.
Simple F this then this thing.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. If A, go to B. If C, go to A.
Exactly. It's kind of cool.
It just said iPad, right? So I'm guessing Apple only?
It does look like it right now, actually.
It is a Kickstarter project.
It would probably be opened up for more
Yeah,
I would hope
it's,
so.
It's only at $70,000 of its $100,000 goal. It's got 23 days to go.
If you guys haven't realized it, I fucking hate
Apple.
So is
this like true coding? Would this be like true coding or like...
It's probably not because it's inside of an app, so it's probably just a very simple interface.
I was going to say, basic. Like, if this is true coding, like, maybe not for everybody?
Probably not. Okay, so what are the stretch goals on this thing? Do they only have the one?
Looks like the only one I've seen right here is some extra color casings for it.
Oh. So I guess there's not going to be really any Android support. It looks like it's just going
to
be...
No, all I've seen right now is iPad.
Yeah.
Which could be a problem due to increasing want for Androids.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
Also, I don't feel like going out to buy a $500, $600 tablet just to use this thing.
I mean, yeah.
A lot of people already own them.
A lot of people do have tablets, such as iPads. Already.
Yeah, but it'd be nice if, like, everybody could use it. So yeah. I can see them adding that pretty quickly, though.
If they got funding, they could definitely port to phones easily.
Yeah.
It's not something that would be out of the question.
That would be a really good idea, actually.
Because what would happen is they would get it out, and then they would have the funding to push it out, and then once it's out, they could actually sell it, and then once they sell it, they can use those profits to probably port it to Android.
Well, if they get the funding for the project, they should be able to fit that into their budget. Because what was the budget for this project?
They were asking $100,000.
Yeah.
And they're at 70 right now.
Well, it seems like they're doing fairly well.
They got 23 days left.
It wouldn't be like right off the start, but like definitely they could do it within a couple months.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a Kickstarter staff pick too, so it's showing up on the main wall of Kickstarter.
Oh, okay, they'll be fucking fine then.
They'll be fine. Yeah.
It's interesting. It's not gonna be like potato party. If the ball itself could, like, physically react as opposed to just lighting up or making a noise, I think there would be a lot more to it, and you could make, like, cooler games, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, if it had little fans in it and it, like, shot out air or, like, pushed itself somehow along the ground, that would be super cool.
It had a wheel in it that was programmable?
Yeah, something like that, where you could actually get it to do stuff instead of just reacting to stimulus.
Yeah.
Because at this point, it's kind of just like poking a fish tank.
Yeah.
You poke it in different ways and watch the fish move, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
my problem with what you're saying, though, is that they'd be kind of entering enemy territory. There was another project about a ball that you could control, and it's something like Rumba or something.
Yeah, second.
It's already.
They mentioned it actually in here.
So they would be in high likelihood of getting sued if they tried to go that way.
You can't release. They built an app with theirs. The other one doesn't let you create the program as much, from what I've seen.
No. Yeah, I mean, like, just the fact that you have a ball that moves around by remote control. Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not saying it would be by remote control, though, because this would still be, like, programming the ball itself.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd be able to get away with it like that. But what I'm saying is, like, add those kinds of features, right? Right now, the only thing you can get it to do when reacting to staying still, being thrown, being kicked, is light up or make a sound.
Yeah.
Whereas if it could, like, do something...
It could use a little more features, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, but I think right now it's kind of bare bones.
Yeah, it does have Rumble.
It has Rumble.
Yeah, it has Rumble.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Yeah. That's more towards what I was thinking. Like, it does something.
Yeah, it's about as responsive as your, you know, N64 controller.
You could use it as a massage.
Hey, man, don't diss the Rumble Pack.
No,
Rumble
dude.
Pack's OP.
The N64 was the children's first sex toy.
Oh, my God.
I actually just said you could use it as a massager.
Oh, damn it.
See? Corey's on the same page as I am.
Damn it, you guys. Okay. Right, so that's all right, I guess.
It's on Kickstarter.
Yeah. So if you guys want to back it up, it's on Kickstarter. It's called Hack-A-Ball.
If you got $65 burning a hole in your pocket and you have a kid, why not?
Yeah, the Hack-A-Ball early bird. Yeah, it's $65, and that it comes with the app as well.
That's not bad, actually. I've seen much more expensive things like this. Like,
I wouldn't want to drop $65 in a ball that I can tell to light up when I kick it.
that's my problem. Like, if it had more features, yes, absolutely.
Hey, the ball you were talking about, the one that its competitor is like $100 or something like that.
Yeah, but I would actually probably pay that. I wouldn't pay $60 for something that lights up and vibrates. I could probably get that at.
Oh my god! Please don't.
I have the most inappropriate thought. $60 for something that lights up and vibrates. I bet your girlfriend would.
Oh my god! Why?
I see. I could get. All right.
Fuck this. Fuck this. We're moving the fuck on.
All okay, the adult go. Shops.
It's about $65. It's a cool idea. Moving on. Okay. What's next?
Okay. This one is on Indiegogo.
Okay. For those of you who aren't aware, Indiegogo is basically Kickstarter for things that I don't know. Indie stuff.
Yeah, there's Indiegogo, Rocket Hub, and Kickstarter. They're all
that
almost
was the other
same.
One. Rocket Hub. I forgot yeah. about that one.
So what this one is?
The unstealable bike.
What?
Yeah.
There's nothing there. It's invisible. That's why.
The page broke. Don't worry about it.
Why? It's called the Yurka, the unstealable bike.
Here, just give us this. We'll give you
an integrated bike lock. An integrated bike lock that is safe, comfortable, and beautifully designed. Okay. What is it?
Okay, what it is what is the belt. The bike lock is built into the frame.
Fuck?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
That's
so
cool.
Like,
I like that idea.
You get off, and then like the bike seat and the pole that it's on, you pull it out, and then like it becomes part of the frame, and you can lock it onto something.
Here, there's a little gift. Like oh my god, it slides out. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, no, you pull the bike seat and the post it's on out, and then the center frame on the bottom of the bike folds out, and then you put the bike seat through that and you can lock it.
You basically like, it build becomes the like frame. Like it juts out of the bike to the side and it becomes like this square that basically
wraps
around.
Yeah, and then you put like a post in there.
A post, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it locks. That's kind of cool. It's a good idea. And does it come with GPS, like a GPS tracker?
That would be. It has Bluetooth connection, so it's got something.
It has an app.
It does have an app. No extra weight, apparently, as well.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
Every 2 seconds, a bicycle gets stolen.
I love that statistic.
That's a good way to promote your product with a little like nondescript picture of a man with a big sack on his shoulder running away.
It looks like a 90s commercial. Like you wouldn't download a car. Fuck you, I wouldn't.
Oh man, can I? Are you telling me I can download this bike?
It looks like from that stupid commercial.
Oh my god.
Well, technically, you could download this bike if you had a 3D printer and the know-how.
I mean, do they make 3D printers that big?
Okay, so the actual lock is... It doesn't have a key or anything. It actually uses your Bluetooth, and it unlocks based on your phone.
Interesting.
So this is like that that locking thing that
it's
we
like
saw
Sesame.
Last week.
It's Sesame.
Yeah, Sesame
for your bike.
It's Sesame for the bike. That's cool.
So unless
how,
I have
how
a saw.
How big, though? How big is that space? That's my question.
It looks pretty big.
It looks to be about...
it's gotta be like 6 inches.
3/4 of a foot, it looks. It's not. It's a little over 6 inches, I'd say.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, when I ride my bike, I like to ride my bike, but when I lock up my bike, I'm usually wrapping it around something big, like a fucking telephone pole, and I don't know if I could get this around that.
No,
so
it
I'm
looks
wondering.
Like.
Not a telephone pole!
In these pictures, like, it looks like. Well, not a telephone pole, because they're, like, a foot wide, so. But I mean, like.
You could get it around any post.
You could, yeah. I mean, pretty like much. If you had a standard metal bar, like downtown. For any kind of framework, you could definitely lock it onto that.
Okay.
You got some stretch goals, sort of thing.
The stretch goals are more colors, apparently.
Yeah,
I want them green wheels, yo.
Them green wheels.
It looks like
yeah, it looks like the colors are pretty much just the wheels.
Well,
yeah, it is.
That and the lock itself, like
sick
it
wheels,
has, like,
brah.
The lock changes color too.
Yeah,
that's about it. Yeah. Well, how far have they gotten in this?
What's the here's the actual perks and pledges.
All right, so
not a bad price for the bike.
You can get either just the frame.
You could just buy one for $3.99,
and that will let you turn your bike into a Yurka, or you can actually get a Yurka bike, which comes with like the handlebars and the tires and the pedals and shit. Just the frame is $200. And the whole bike is $400.
Honestly, though, $400 for a bike is a pretty decent deal.
That's not bad. Not bad.
I'd be expecting fairly decent quality for bike, though.
Yeah.
It's not. I hope it's not. Oh, here's a lock, and then here's my bike that I essentially could have got from Canadian Tire, and then I kind of want.
Well, hang on. Go. Go to that little bike skeleton spec thing. It was
like, we're already at the top, so let's see what that.
Okay, so the goal was $50,000. They're currently at $37,000 with 40 days to go. And so it's actually been going for 5 days, and it's already got $37,000.
It's going to finish.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, that's an acceptable rate.
Acceptable. Yeah. So let's see.
They're done in 5 days, pretty much. So.
I don't want Spanish.
Things
I
slow down toward the end most time.
I don't want the Spanish. Just show me the picture.
There you go. It doesn't look like it's a bad bike.
BC Granata.
Oh, no. Go back up to the English so I can read the specs on what the bike is.
I'd like to take a look at it.
It's Spanish, dude.
I know. Go back up to the top. It was in English.
Yeah.
You scroll down to the bottom of the page where it's in Spanish for those Spanish people who don't feel like stealing their bicycle.
Shots fired.
Racist when I'm grumpy.
Okay, so... Oh, that's good. It's got high tensile steel.
It has a performance saddle.
Oh, it's TIG welded?
It's a saddle.
TIG welding, that's impressive.
700G.
TIG welding is impressive?
I mean, as far as welding goes, it's one of the more, like, artistic, like, harder to do welds. I mean, if it was MIG, like, a mouse could do it. So, I mean, that's a good kind. And it's a good quality weld, too, so, I mean, that's going to be good for the frame.
The wheels are aluminum, which isn't bad.
The whole frame is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all made of aluminum.
No, the high tensile steel is for the frame.
And the heaviest it gets is about 12 kilograms, which is not that bad for a bike.
No, they're pretty light.
Yeah, it's pretty good. 12 kilograms, that's...
Is there any shocks on it at all, or no?
No, this looks like a riding around town bike, not like a BMX.
I mean, you're not going to get, like, disc brakes on it or anything like that.
No. This looks like a... Like
which
a,
is kind of sad.
I don't even think this has gears. I think it's just a bike fixed you're speed. Riding around, and it can lock itself.
Yeah, that's still not too bad.
I mean...
It would be nice, like, if I'm paying 400 bikes, I'd... 400 bucks, not bikes. 400 bucks. I
400
probably...
bikes. I will trade you 400 bikes for this one bike that locks itself.
I would kind of like my bike to have disc brakes if I were paying that much money. I mean, like disc brakes are expensive, but
yeah. I mean, who needs disc brakes on a bike? Actually,
no. Most newer bikes now have them. They have like 10 times higher braking power, and they don't wear out as fast.
Fancy bike. I don't know. If
it's
I'm
a fancy
400
bike.
Bucks,
it's 400 bucks.
If I'm paying 400 bucks for a bike, though, I at least want gears. This thing doesn't even look like it has gears.
Well, if it's an around town bike, single speeds are what people are looking for. They don't want to have gears. Like you're not. If you have a town bike, you want a single speed.
So that's fair.
That's,
I don't know.
That's
it, for a town bike, this does feel kind of expensive.
It's still cool.
Yeah, no, it's a really cool idea. My bike's dying. Maybe I'll get a Yurka if they come out.
Unstealable bike.
Unstealable bike. All right.
Maybe.
Next.
But probably not.
You should
not.
Fund it so that it happens.
Okay.
All right, so what am I looking at here?
The next one, it's IKEA. Is actually, they joined the Wireless Power Consortium.
I love IKEA.
Wireless Power Consortium?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's a group. It focuses on making electricity charging wireless and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You have my attention.
So IKEA has
been
in the market for making furniture that you can just put your phone down on and it'll charge wirelessly.
Take my money. Take my money.
Yeah, so I can get a Krenchenblock, like, end table, you know, the stupid IKEA names, and just put my phone on it, and it'll charge.
They have, like, a little wooden pedestal with, like, a plus sign on it that essentially you can charge from.
Now, what they don't mention is, what are the odds of it lighting on fire?
Yeah, because shit like this has been around for actually quite a while. Yeah. Probably not in the same way.
No,
but
this looks pretty different.
Yeah,
it
like,
looks
what,
quite what safe, fuck? To be honest.
It's built into your furniture, too. It's not like my charging pad where it's the metal contacts sticking out there. Like,
yeah, is that little plus a piece of metal, though?
No, it doesn't look like metal. It looks like underneath it is.
Okay.
It looks like it's just painted on there as a reference point. Like, here, put this here. Don't miss.
So how does it actually work, though?
Like, I assume that it has...
My phone? Our charging pads are designed to be used just about anywhere in the home, whether it's on a windowsill or in the living room or in a drawer in the bedroom or in the kitchen worktop. They make mobile charging easy and convenient, and they can charge one or several smartphones at once, which is great for families or in offices. So they're only saying it charges phones. Like, they're not saying it charges anything else.
No. But they also make one where you can
just
attach it. To
be fair, that's like 90% of what you need to be charged.
That's also true. But still, you know, I have an iPod. I have a 3DS.
I assume the iPod would be covered under that. I mean, like, what are the odds that it won't? I mean, if you can put a phone on it, I think the iPod will probably work.
The iPod charges the same way as your iPhone anyway.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, simply place your phone on the plus sign. That's it.
All wireless
How
chargers
do they
come
work?
With a USB outlet, making it possible to charge additional devices.
Science, son.
Tell me how this works. I don't want lasers going
through
my house.
Air into my phone.
Like,
lasers was last week, okay? We're not on
Shut up. Patrick Laser Car is my favorite. How do they work?
Yeah,
no, go back up. It just
the science behind this.
How do they work? IKEA has made that part pretty easy. Simply place your phone on the plus sign. That's all. Don't actually tell you.
We have no idea how the electricity is magically flying through the air to the phone.
Maybe they don't want to tell because they don't want anyone stealing their
idea. Maybe it's going to light your coffee table on fire.
Maybe it's magnets and it'll fry your freaking phone so you can't use it. Oh, problem solved.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
No, I mean, that's kick-ass, but...
If it works, it's genius. If not, big fiasco.
Oh, yeah, no. I can see this going as, like, catastrophically bad as we think it is. Because here's the kicker. So, those, like, those charging mats caught on fire, right?
Yep.
Not only is this charger going to get caught on fire, it's going to get caught on fire inside of an object made out of wood.
No, not only that, but you do have a lithium battery sitting on top of it.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Those don't explode or nothing.
Can you say house fire?
Can you say street fire? I mean, it's cool, but I want them to explain it.
I need science behind it, and I need to make sure that it's safe.
Yeah.
See,
do we have, like, a release date or a price? Or...
Not really, no.
No? They're just like, hey, this is an idea?
There's a catalog with some prices
obviously
there,
put
but
money
they're not...
into looking at this idea, but it's definitely not a for sure thing so far.
Well, it's like, I can see, like, a lamp and an end table and a bunch of just little blocks.
Yeah, but they all say zero, so that doesn't really tell you a price.
See, what I would do then is just get the one that you can attach to your
own
furniture.
Okay, hang on.
Prices.
What is that last bit there?
There's cases?
Yeah.
They look like, from what I've seen, it doesn't actually say it here, but I think you have to put a special case in your phone.
Actually,
it doesn't say
go back up. It said charging pads.
Yeah.
Where was this? I'm thinking you have to put something on your chart or on your phone or
yeah,
your
no,
device.
No, no, no. The last thing.
Yeah, you have
the
to
last
get like
thing
a little
on
case
there.
For it.
Yeah, so this is
like
exactly
that.
Like those charging mats. You put a thing on the back of your thing, and then you touch the thing,
I don't
and
like that.
Now you're
this
charging.
Is an integrated charger mat. Then.
We don't know that though.
This is a big problem for people who don't have the iPhones or Galaxies, because there's a lot of people like myself who have a Note 3, and like even finding cases is hard. Can you imagine trying to find a charge mount for this?
Yeah, no, because they're only. It looks like there's only two there. And
I mean,
one of those is a Galaxy.
It's an iPhone and a Galaxy.
Granted,
yeah,
I'm probably one of the 20% of people that have a phone other than those two things, but.
I have an S4 Mini, so I can fucking get that.
Three. Yeah, I got the Note 4, bitch.
So do we all have Samsung Galaxies?
We all do, but we have different. Me and Corey have the Note 3.
We have the Note.
He's got
the
Note 4. You have the S4 Mini.
All right. I guess this is kind of cool.
It's cool,
but
there's definitely some flaws.
Science, please.
Show me the receipts.
Yeah, show me.
Show your work, IKEA.
Here's the receipts.
Show your work on the chalkboard,
IKEA. We are a teacher, and we are giving you the answer wrong, even though you have the right answer.
If
this
were math, and the math teacher was like, hey, show your work.
I fucking hate teachers like that.
IKEA, you would get a 0.5 because you didn't show your work.
Yep,
I give IKEA 10 out of 10 because I can just go into their store and sleep.
All right. And on that note, what's next on the list?
This one here is ABG wanting criminals to get away with anything they want.
I remember talking about this at work.
ABG reveals invisibility glasses.
They're not like the Cloak of Invisibility.
They look like hipster glasses made out of wood with tiny mocap balls on them.
Love it. I love it.
Are invisibility glasses? Developed by ABG Innovation Labs, the glasses help protect your identity in the digital age. Through a mixture of technology and specialist materials, privacy wearables such as invisibility glasses can make it difficult for cameras or other facial recognition technologies to get a clear view of your identity.
What it does is it has little LEDs and special materials so that sort of like people have them in clothes too. There's anti-paparazzi clothes.
Yeah.
It basically means when you take a picture, it makes such a bright light in like reverse flash sort of thing.
Yeah.
That it can't see what's behind it
I feel like that would be really freaky for the person wearing these glasses. You have that bright light right next to your face.
No, you don't see it.
You wouldn't see it because it's a reflection.
Yeah.
But either way, okay, why would this be useful? Why would this be useful?
Criminals who don't want to get caught by facial recognition.
Dude, let's go rob a fucking bank.
They don't tax you on your bank.
Oh my god. The increasing use of smartphone cameras in public places means it's more likely unsolicited images taken of us may end up online.
So is it just images or is it video as well?
Video as well.
I would assume video.
It doesn't have to be flash photography.
Okay, all right.
Advancements in facial recognition technologies such as Facebook's DeepFace could soon give private corporations power to not only recognize us, but also cross-reference our faces to other data found online. And projects such as Google Street View highlight the possibility for our faces and identities to appear in public domain.
I'm just waiting for the electronic illiterate people to come to work with these glasses on, saying my facial recognition on my phone doesn't work; it's broken.
Where would they have gotten these glasses?
I fucking know. There's rich people all the time come with problems.
Can we talk about the guy in this picture for a second, though? He's got these glasses.
They look so cool.
Oh my! They look like your giant plastic, like goofy glasses
they're not great. They're really not great.
I'm assuming this is a prototype. One drawback of this approach is that many cell phone camera sensors have an infrared filter strong enough to cut off any wavelengths beyond the visible spectrum.
So useless.
No, that's just part of it. That's the infrared light, and then there's also retroreflective materials.
Fucking science! Look at this picture of the science that we made.
See, they did science.
See? IKEA, you can learn from these people. Except don't make this.
Don't make this, though.
I appreciate the fact that AVG is making these glasses that help people steal things.
Should they be protecting my computer from viruses?
They're doing that, but
protect my phone pretty well, so I'm happy with it.
I like AVG.
Because the mobile marketplace has so many viruses.
So basically, you have to do is find that one person that you know that hates getting pictures taken of them, give them these glasses, and then just take pictures of them all day long.
That was my problem with it. It's like, who would want these?
I don't know.
Don't judge me.
The only thing we can figure out is if you get these, you could probably steal things easier.
90% of the people that I know wouldn't give a shit if you took a photo of them anywhere without permission.
I'd love to point out that
unless they have their having pants down, neon which glasses, case their glasses aren't going to help them.
Hey, having neon glasses in every photo anyone takes of you would make you look like the dopest motherfucker on the planet.
Or a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't even see his eyes.
You can't see me.
It's fucking... What the fuck, AVG? What the fuck, AVG?
It's weird. It's odd.
It's not as bad as the galaxies.
It's not as
because
bad as some
this
of the
is
things
different.
We looked at.
This is different, and like...
Oh my god, I looked at the tab. I want you to go to the pancake bot!
Shut up! We're done! Go back down to the bottom. At this stage, invisibility glasses, including those we will be displaying at Pepcom, are proof of concept. Rather than designing a product for market release, tech experts are investigating how technology can adapt to combat the daily erosion of privacy in the digital age. Don't expect to see them for sale anytime soon.
Thanks, AVG.
So you're basically what they're saying is we're not going to sell them,
but
you know,
it definitely works.
We have two different prototypes. They're kind of cool. But first, we have to make them not look like you're a douche. All
right, so invisibility glasses. You should name them something else because they don't make my face disappear.
Yeah, like, but I want my face to disappear if it's going to say invisibility glasses.
If I put on dorky Harry Potter glasses, no if...
Spencer,
I want to disappear like Harry Potter.
Exactly.
They're glasses for the Invisible Man, since everyone can always see his flames. They're finishing off his invisibility.
Oh. Dude, why don't we just put a fucking bell in the Invisible Man? I've just fixed that movie.
You fixed it. Okay.
Put a bell on.
Are we done with AVG now?
I hope so. Pancakes. What's next?
Pancakes.
This is a Kickstarter. Stop.
Okay.
It is a 3D printer for pancakes.
Yeah.
Pancake bot. The world's first pancake printer. This is a Kickstarter. It's got 30 days left. It has already actually passed its goal.
I imagine it would, honestly.
Don't just make pancakes, create them. Introducing Pancake Bot, the coolest addition to your kitchen.
Okay.
Batter not included.
Can I say something really quick about 3D printers and edible foods?
They're awesome?
They don't work very well for the most part, because sugars, when put through a 3D printer, actually taste bitter because they get burnt as they go through it.
This is not a 3D printer, though.
I know. In this concept, it is not, but in a regular 3D printer... never works. This, however, would work because you essentially have a pancake stylus.
It's literally just putting out the batter in a specific pattern for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's printing you out it's not even 3D, really. It's basically printing you out a pancake.
Just print this pancake for me.
Don't call it 3D, because it's not.
So take an image off your computer from your favorite piece of art or a character, child's drawing, or a product image, or your company or team logo. Put it on an SD card, put it in there, and then it just goes fucking nuts.
Goes to town, makes you
and, like,
makes
it's
you
an old school
tower.
Printer. Like it's just going left, right, left, That's, right,
see,
putting down batter.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Oh. It's a regular printer that has pancake batter as its cartridge.
Yeah. I mean, how big is this? Like, is this going to take up my whole counter?
It doesn't look like it.
Oh.
How big? Let's see. For everyone. For everyone. For family and friends.
Who's going to buy this for everyone?
For your customers, though.
How much is it?
If you own a fast food restaurant, you could sell jacked up pancakes.
Like, if you had a fast food restaurant, yeah, great. If you had it in your house, what the hell do you spend that much money on it for?
Okay.
Pancakes.
Okay, hang on. So here's the Kickstarter rewards. You can get a thank you. You can get an apron. Get your face made in the shape of a pancake.
$30 apron. A $60 face.
Yeah. Or if you spend $150 is the early bird, and then $170 is the actual price.
Nope. There's early, and then early.
Oh, those are both early.
Early bird.
Retail is going to be $200 for this thing.
Okay.
No. Retail's $300.
$300.
$300
to make pancakes in whatever shape that I want.
50% off retail.
I was buying two.
Again, really cool, kind of expensive.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, no, it is $300. Fuck.
Which does make sense, because it is a griddle. It does have a griddle there. Can be quite a decent amount.
Yeah.
But if you kickstart it, you can get it for $180, which isn't
okay,
that bad.
Can we go back up and see a picture of this thing in action?
Can we use the griddle without the pancakes? So could you
That's
use
my
the
question.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this thing, and honestly, it looks like an old school plastic like squirty ketchup bottle you use,
basically,
and like
an upside
down
ketchup. Old.
Yeah. And like
no name brand.
I could fucking do that on a griddle if I had a ketchup bottle for my pancake batter.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a
guy
who
makes.
Yeah, but you can do it fast enough that it cooks evenly.
There's a guy who makes vines of it all the time.
See?
Yeah, I know. So you
nobody pays him $300 a pancake.
Yeah,
you can build.
His pancakes are amazing.
Yeah, but now you could do what he does and spend so much time training using
a
computer.
But then you like put your hand on it and make it look like you're making it yourself, and then you make vines, and then that's how you make money.
Here's what you do. You don't even record the robot going. You have it set up at such an angle that all it shows is batter pouring out of a tube.
And you just see these like plastic little arms for like moving across this griddle, and it's just like, what the hell?
Here's the other thing about Pancake Bot. I don't know about you guys. I eat more than one pancake. You can't cook more than one pancake on this thing.
Not every time, but it doesn't.
But you make it, and then you take it and put it on a plate and you make another one. It's not.
Yeah,
yeah, but I want to eat all my pancakes at the same time. I like putting my pancakes.
You don't just make all your pancakes all at once. If you have like 8 pancakes, they're not going to fit on, unless you have a really big pan.
How fat do you think I am? I don't eat 8 pancakes. Jesus Christ. I'm just saying,
like,
I have like 2 or 3.
I eat like
and I put
4
them
or
in a little
5,
pile.
Nah, but,
and then like I cut all the way through the pile and eat 3 pieces at a time.
Nah. I get what Spencer's saying, because like when we make pancakes, we all just put
and
them in
like,
a big fucking thing, and we'll have like 20, 30 pancakes in this thing we just fucking dish up.
Yeah, and you can do the same thing with this.
Yeah,
except
it takes so
like
much
30
fucking
minutes.
Longer.
No, it doesn't.
Does it
yes,
really,
it does.
Like, honestly, it printed out that Eiffel Tower in fairly decent time. Like,
and then you have to wait for it to cook. And then you have to flip it. Oh, yeah, can we talk about that? How the fuck are you supposed to flip the Eiffel Tower?
Well, it appears to be thin. It's more like a crepe. You don't have to flip crepes, I don't think.
Yeah. It looks to be pretty thin.
Then it's not a pancake. Pancakes.
What if I
want
to add fucking blueberries to my pancake?
It will be fluffy because
it's still pancake batter.
It'll be. Like essentially crepe batter is just pancake batter without sugar that's been shaken a lot more.
Okay,
pancakes just haven't been shaken as much.
Yeah. My point about like the old one thing at a time though is like you could put it on there and then you have to let it cook and then you take it off. If you're using this thing, you're using it with other people, because really, how lame are you if you're just sitting at home and watching this printer print out a picture of just let's be honest, you're going to print a dick pancake.
A hyper-realistic dick pancake,
like, and you just sit there and you let it print out in by yourself, and once it's printed and cooked, you go, yeah!
It's got, like, the big
are you going to do that?
Too and everything. It's like...
Are you going to fucking do that, though?
I don't think I'd eat it.
You're going to do
eat
this.
The dick pancake? I would eat the dick
What'd
pancake.
What'd you do on Saturday? I ate my dick.
I ate my dick.
Take a picture of your own penis.
I put my own dick in my mouth.
Can we just make that a thing?
Does it... does it still count as a dick pic if it's a pancake picture of your dick? Can you still get in trouble for that?
No.
It's not gay.
I'm assuming people are just going to take pictures of their ass like they do with fucking photocopiers.
Yeah. But again, here's my point, though. You're going to do this with a group of people. So
it's
you're going to go, ooh, ah, and it's going to cook, and there will be one pancake for all those people.
Man, and if you made a big one, like, you could just share.
I know, but, like, if it's... I guess that's a good point.
You could make
but
a Mona
like,
Lisa and just eat the hell out of that thing all together.
Yeah, but how would that work? It can't put, like, details on top. It has to be, like, a flat one-layer design.
That's it does them in order.
What do you mean?
You can program it to do multiple,
like layers?
Layers, yes.
All right. I'm sorry.
The layer is based on cooking. Like how much it cooks.
When I wake up at 8 a.m., I don't feel like going onto the computer and programming my printer.
You could program
to print off something to make me a fucking Mona Lisa pancake.
You can
when I can put the batter in a fucking frying pan and make my own pancake.
I did not expect pancake bot to be this controversial.
you can say program.
Breakfast is serious breakfast.
It's very important.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap this up. Okay, Pancake Bot is like $300, and it's a cool idea, but let's be honest, would any of you actually buy Pancake
for
Bot?
For $300? No.
Yes.
For $180, though?
No. Maybe as a gift. I'd take it as a gift.
$150 bucks? It's a perfect wedding gift.
If you had, like, a pancake party, and you just had, like, 300 kids just show up, and you're like, pancakes, then maybe. But no.
If you had 300 kids show up, and you're making it with this thing, you're going to be there for, like, a week.
Yeah.
That's true. I have, like, 3 of the things running. It's, like, 100 working on each one.
No, wait, $850. $850, and you can get 6 pancake bots.
Why the fuck would you? Oh, my God.
Dude, for $850, I can buy, like, 10 Chinese children
to
make my pancakes.
If you want to start a business.
And then once they're finished, they can make your shoes.
If you wanted to start a business, you could work with this company and then make, like, specialized pancakes at a restaurant somewhere, and, like, they would just give you the pancake maker, and that'd be great.
That's what I think. Useful to somebody who already owns a business
where
they have to serve pancakes.
A bunch of, like, the stuff that's
like
listed is like, oh, use it for your business, or use your team logo, or this other crap.
It's not
going to
be for, like, oh, hey, kids, like,
want some pancakes?
And you're like, hey, want some 3D printed pancakes?
Let's pick up kids on the street with pancakes shaped like candy.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh my god.
See, they made the Kickstarter logo.
I can get bad so fast.
The Kickstarter logo is just a fucking K, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
All right,
How do we feel about these products?
Okay, so, Corey, you're not going to buy it. Gavin, would you buy the pancake bot?
As of right now, no, because I owe the government tons of money.
Yay, taxes.
Okay, before we go on, I'd like to, because I didn't really, like, I said what I had to say about it, but I want to go into it a little bit more.
Okay.
I would not buy it as a personal user, but as a business owner, buy that shit. That shit would sell quick.
Yeah, you know what? It probably would.
You could sell jacked up Denny's pancakes.
It's a novelty, and it would probably sell in like a business setting.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they're going for.
So, for what it's worth, it's actually pretty cool. I would definitely see kids going, I want the pancake shaped like this, and then like coming into that store and buying a pancake. That's a seller.
But I'm asking you, Corey, would you buy a pancake?
No, I would not.
Aiden, would you buy a pancake bot?
No.
No? And I would buy a pancake bot if I was super rich, but I'm not super rich, so I'm not going to buy a pancake bot.
If I had the money, yeah.
Okay, so those are six things that came out. Corey, how about you give us your top six? What out of all these, which one would you most likely buy? Like, if you had to pick one.
Oh, okay, that's a thing. If I had to buy, wow! Can you
this
come
is
back
hard.
To me on this one?
Yeah, you got no idea.
Yeah, I gotta think about this one a little bit.
Any takers?
To be honest, I'm kind of in between the IKEA wireless charger and the fucking AVG glasses.
Why would you want the AVG glasses?
I don't know, fucking AVG glasses.
Like, you buy them for the name? Is that what it is?
Yes. Glasses. I support AVG.
And it would wear them and stick into a woman's locker room and be like, you can't see me, I'm invisible!
I see that happen.
Don't worry, when they take pictures of you, they don't know it's you. It's okay.
It's fine. It's absolutely fine.
You can't be held accountable.
They'd probably scream. I don't think they'd take photos.
Nowadays, they're already in the middle of taking a selfie.
That's
wait, they're in the shower, though.
Exactly.
What?
Wow.
All right, so Gavin, what about you? What would you get?
For myself, I'd get the Yurka bike.
Yurka bike?
Yeah, I need a bike anyways, and this is really cool.
Yeah, no, it's a cool idea. Corey, you figure something out yet?
Okay, so out of this sad lump of six objects out of the internet that you chose to show me today.
Sad lump. It's not a list. It's not a pile. It's a lump.
It's like we went through six objects that really, none of which I have any want for, but the Yurka actually has a plausible use. It's a little expensive, but out of the six objects you've given me, I definitely go for the Yurka.
Man, you should have been here last week. We had lasers.
You did have lasers last week.
Alright. As for me, I would probably go with the charger cable, assuming it won't burn my house down.
Can I change my answer? I think that is, assuming it works, I would definitely go for the IKEA product.
Yeah, because let's be honest, Yurka, the unstealable bike. So what does Yurka do that other bikes don't? It locks itself.
I could just buy a lock.
Yeah. How much,
that's true.
How much does a fucking padlock cost?
Honestly,
like $5?
If you want a good one, probably like $20 or $30 because you want that Kevlar.
Oh, no.
You want that
Guess
Kevlar.
What isn't $20 or $30? Yeah. The Yurka. It's $400.
It's $400.
I need a bike anyways.
I have a car. I don't need a bike.
You just want Gavin, you just want to show up and be like, hey, look at this, and then lock your bike frame and just be like, ooh, I'm a baller.
I'm going to go find women and be like, watch me lock my bike. Did that get you turned on? Look at this shaft go in and out.
No, you know what I would do? I'd be like, oh, it's unstealable? Here's my saw. Okay. Saw, 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 saw. Fuck your unstealable bike.
It is,
I feel
it
like
is,
you take a saw
what,
to
what
something.
What kind of steel was it again? It was
stealable.
Like...
it was aluminum.
No, the frame wasn't.
Steel.
The frame was steel.
Oh, okay.
It was like high tensile steel. So it would take you a little while to get through it, but you know, if you had a hack saw, you could definitely do
I'm
it.
I'm persistent.
Definitely doable.
Yeah, no, I'd go with the table, though. So does anybody have a top six? You want to rate these guys?
Okay. I could rank them right now, yeah, all right, sure.
So what do you got? Top number one...
Bike, furniture,
yeah,
PancakeBot.
PancakeBot.
S6 because it's still a phone and
really
the Tekken it's still good. Yeah, so right. The choices they made is shit. Shitty choices.
Okay.
Hackable because kids are kind of would like it.
Okay.
And the AVG glasses, which I still have no use for.
Okay. All right.
I want to say with the S6, I feel like, you know, the Walking Dead game where like this person's gonna remember this. It's gonna be like that for people.
Samsung will remember this.
It's like shit. You're fucked up.
Consumers will remember you said that.
Okay, I think I'm ready for my list as well.
Alright, what do you got, Corey?
So I think I'd go
top 6.
Like obviously the IKEA on the top, and then because I was hedging, the Yurka definitely is a second.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to your audio. Okay. All right, for a third, I'd like to go to I'd probably go PancakeBot as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with probably the AVG Real Invisible glasses.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. And their proof of concept and their concept actually works. So, on the premise of the fact that it works, I'd say yeah, sure, why not. And then it's a tough sell between the Hackball and the Galaxy. They're both terrible products.
Hey, come on. The Hackball's kind of cool.
At least it's innovative and not copying other people.
Like I said earlier, I could get both of those things that it does for a much cheaper price at somewhere that maybe somebody 18 or younger couldn't go into. Plus, if we really want to get into it, the Galaxy does both of those things. It lights up, and it vibrates.
I mean, and it makes sound. It makes sound.
Yeah, but so, $169,
and you can tell it to do what you want.
So I'd have to go Galaxy and then Hackball because they're both terrible. But at least Corey,
the Hackball is a joke in its own right. It costs $69.
Does it really?
Yeah, yes.
It does. Oh my god!
It costs $69. And it vibrates.
I thought it was $59. Damn it!
Those are my 6 top picks for you. There you go.
Fuck. All right. As for myself, I would probably go with the IKEA charging furniture. If again, assuming this will not burn my fucking house down, and it's safe and shit, and they explain it to me, and like if I could get a case for my phone and maybe other stuff. If I didn't have to use a case, I'd be like 100% in. But with the cases, like, then I would probably go with the Yurka bike because I like riding my bike, so that'd be kind of cool. I would probably go with PancakeBot third. Did everybody pick PancakeBot third?
Yeah,
probably.
Yes.
I haven't said my list yet, really.
All right. And then I would, believe it or not, I would go with Hackaball after that. Because okay. I feel like I could dick around with that for like an hour and get it to do something.
I don't even
stupid.
Think I could stay on it for an hour. But the coding part is kind of nice.
I think there's some enjoyment I could get out of that. But like the AVG glasses would be my fifth. And it's like, hey, look at these glasses. You can't take a picture of me, haha, or some bullshit. And then sixth is the S6 and the S6
Thank
Edge.
You.
Because,
wow.
Fuck.
Yeah.
My God.
It's not great. It's really
right.
not great.
Aiden, go.
You got a list?
So, in the factor of coolness, I would probably go with the Yurka bike. I don't know if I actually use it or not, but... It's interesting.
Out of all the stuff, you'd rather have the Yurka bike.
No, I want the fucking glasses.
For your number one?
Number one is the Yurka bike. But what I fucking want? I want the fucking glasses. What is cool and what I actually want.
Okay.
Two different things.
Okay, so, alright. So, what are you making a list of then? What's cool or what you want?
Probably. What's cool?
Well, it should be what he wants.
Okay, I don't want any of
top
shit,
six.
Man. I don't
top
want fucking want shit.
Alright, fucking top 6 thing. Just go.
Yurka bike is number 1. I would either go probably the IKEA wireless.
IKEA wireless, yep.
No shit. I know it's fucking right there.
IKEA wireless.
then probably PancakeBot.
PancakeBot. Yeah, everybody pick PancakeBot there.
It's a decent product. If for a business, it would do really well.
Then probably the shit.
There's no shit up there.
There's
yes, there is.
Yes, six. Pack a ball.
AVG glasses.
There are six products. That
half of this list is garbage.
Actually, I,
imagine the stuff I didn't put on the list.
Oh, oh no,
I'd probably go S6 next, just because it is a phone and there is
technology.
It is it's useful.
Yeah.
Despite it being an Apple kind of copycat kind of deal, it's still a phone. It's still super useful.
It's true. As much as we shit on it, it's still a strong, tech-wise smartphone.
But they've done so many bad things to it, it's almost not even a phone.
I guess.
I'm really worried about it. If it turns out, great, but I'm really worried about it.
I guess we'll see what happens.
That's
then true. Next would probably be the AVG? No, I haven't said the AVG. But AVG glasses next.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Hackaballs last.
Hackaballs last?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same reason as me.
Save everyone's top six.
So that's what we think of all the items. So all right. Important question now. Important question time. If you guys could get one pancake out of Pancake Bot, what would you want your one pancake to look like?
Oh God.
Fuck.
You would not want it to look like that.
I want the word or the action, because
I want my pancake to be that dinosaur with the two the claws.
Oh, the two little grabby claws, the one that says unstoppable.
Exactly. I want that as a pancake.
That is a pancake. That'd be a pretty cool pancake.
I would want mine in the same theme as Gavin. I would want mine to be that. What the hell are they called? It's the dinosaur where he's just like, all my friends are dead. I'd want that on a pancake.
Oh, you want the all my friends are dead dinosaur?
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Jeez. Aiden, if you got a pancake on a pancake ball, what would you want it to be?
A pancake?
What shape, dumbass?
Circle? Got it. I like
circles because they're round and stuff.
I get my pancake shaped. That's how I like my fucking pancakes.
Pancake
but
shape.
Not even like perfect circle, because you never get a perfect circle. It would have to be kind of like long.
Yes, I do. I have a pancake shaped pancake.
What?
Pancake.
Pancake. Dude, you are pan baked.
Okay, Spence, what would you want?
No, I have like a perfect circular frying pan, and you just put it back. It makes a fucking perfect circle.
Okay, Spence. I guess so.
Can I get a pancake of a dude cooking a pancake? I want an old school cartoony chef
pancakeception
with a frying pan. The frying pan is flipping the pancake and it's in midair.
Perfect.
I want a pancake of that.
Actually,
I got really scared there for a second. I was looking at your feed and I was like, wait, is my audio doing all that while I'm saying nothing?
I'd want a pancake of a fucking DeLorean or something. Something fucking high detail. It would look badass.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. So
leave a comment. For everybody listening, leave us a comment. What kind of pancake do you want? And keep in mind, you're going to eat this thing. So you want it to look cool, but not so cool that you don't want to eat it.
Oh my God, with my pancake, I can go back in time and just keep eating my fucking pancake.
Okay.
So you gotta go fast. You gotta go really
unlimited
fast.
Pancakes!
You gotta go really
and just
fast.
Because we asked you guys a question last time, somebody did comment.
Okay,
it was DJ, and he wanted his Patrick Laser Guy to make him Cyclops glasses. Which, surprisingly enough, if you go to Patrick Laser Guy's website, he's already made them.
Yeah, actually. It's not quite like a line beam, but it's got two little beams that come out of where the eyes are.
Do we have a first fan? Do we have a DJ as a fan?
Yeah, no, there's a guy who commented on the first video, and his name was DJ.
Okay,
thank you, guys. DJ. We're
Thanks
calling you
watching.
Out now.
Thanks for watching.
You're famous on the interwebs.
Okay. Have a good one, guys. Right.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
See you later.